Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Serial berjudul 13 Reasons Why yang diangkat dari novel laris karya Jay Asher baru saja diluncurkan Netflix.
Hey, it's Hannah. Hannah Baker. Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on. It's me. Live and in stereo. No return engagements. No encore. And this time, absolutely no requests. Get a snack. Settle in. Because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended.
Selena Gomez menjadi eksekutif produser di serial ini. 13 Reasons Why mengangkat tema bullying di sebuah SMA serta dampak yang diakibatkannya. Hannah Baker, salah seorang pelajar di sekolah tersebut, meninggal karena bunuh diri setelah beberapa kali menjadi korban bullying di media sosial. Sebelum melakukan bunuh diri, ia meninggalkan rangkaian kaset berisi rekaman suaranya yang menceritakan 13 alasan sebenarnya kenapa ia melakukan hal tersebut, di mana setiap satu alasan diakibatkan oleh satu orang yang dekat dalam kehidupannya. Bagaimanakah komentar dari para bintang di serial ini seputar cerita yang diangkat dalam 13 Reasons Why, serta kasus bullying yang sering terjadi di sekolah? Salah satu pemainnya, Justin Prentice, yang berperan sebagai bintang sekolah yang juga merupakan anak dari keluarga kaya bernama Bryce, mengatakan,
I haven't with the social media bullying. It's a game changer. When I was a kid, you know, there was some bullying issues, but where I come from, a lot of it can be nipped in the bud just by confronting the person, but that's not how this works anymore in this day and age. And I think this raises awareness, and I think it's insightful for parents to know that you can't just say, hey, leave me alone. Once this stuff's out there, it's out there. And so I think the key is to prevent it to begin with and for people to know that their actions have consequences.
Justin Prentice bilang bullying di era digital saat ini berbeda dengan zaman ia kecil dulu, di mana kalau dulu kita bisa langsung menghadapi orang yang melakukannya. Tapi sekarang, begitu sudah naik di internet, akan selamanya berada di sana. Oleh karena itu, kita memang harus lebih berhati-hati sebelum melakukan apapun, dan peran orang tua memang menjadi lebih besar. Brandon Flynn yang dalam serial ini berperan sebagai Justin, tokoh pertama yang disebut Hannah di dalam kasetnya, menambahkan,
"It's very different. I think people have the opportunity to make their own persona, and the duality of that is that therefore there are people who have the opportunity to attack that persona and be anonymous essentially and not really show who they are as a physical being, and it becomes easier to attack and to offend as it's not that easy when you're face to face, you know."
Bullying di era digital ini menjadi semakin rumit, terutama jika dilakukan oleh orang yang tidak menggunakan nama alias anonymous. Aktor Tommy Dorfman yang berperan sebagai Ryan menceritakan apa yang dilihat dari sepupunya yang masih duduk di bangku SMP dan SMA.
That is so painful. I've been really fortunate not to experience too much of it, and I kind of just overlook the negative messages I get. But I do have little cousins who are in middle school and high school, and I've just watched them suffer so much. And so, like, one of them is such a fan of the book, and like, I told her I was doing this, and she cried. Like, the book like saved her life. So I just hope that the show does the same for more people.
Alicia Bo yang berperan sebagai Jessica, kawan dekat Hannah, menceritakan pengalamannya ketika menjadi korban bullying di bangku SMP dan bagaimana ia menghadapinya.
I went to a really small middle school and the girls were really catty and I would just get bullied for like just the dumbest things, and it was just my escape would be like reading. And I actually read this book when I was 15 when it first came out, and my friends and I loved it, and we passed it all around and everything. Yeah, definitely. It was like coming full circle to be able to be a part of the project, because I fell in love with the story when I was 15. It really helped me a lot.
Membaca buku adalah pelarian dari Alicia ketika mengalami bullying di sekolah, dan ternyata salah satu buku yang ia baca adalah 13 Reasons Why, di mana ia langsung jatuh cinta dengan buku ini. Makanya dia seneng banget sekarang bisa menjadi bagian dari seri TV-nya. Aktor Derek Luke, yang menjadi penasihat siswa di sekolah bernama Mr. Porter, mengatakan ia juga pernah menjadi korban bullying. Dan yang berat adalah ketika tidak ada orang yang bisa diajaknya bicara. Makanya ia menekankan lagi pentingnya peran keluarga.
I had plenty of experience with being bullied. I think my large experience is not having an outlet to speak to someone and feel safe. And so I hope that families will watch this and be bold enough to approach kids before kids approach them.
She doesn't have any stickers or pictures inside her. Why doesn't she have any stickers?
Honey, it's just a locker.
No, it's Hannah's locker. Why is it like that?
Ma'am, I really don't know.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Irfan Ihsan dan Dania Iman. Sekarang saatnya kita berdua pamit.
Ya, jangan lupa mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa disimak di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Betul, dan jangan lupa juga kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Rantau.
Ya.
Atau ikuti Twitter juga, @VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan. Sampai ketemu lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.